Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Petronet LNG Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Tiwari from PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of PhillipCapital, I welcome everyone to Petronet LNG's fourth quarter FY24 earnings call. From Petronet LNG, we have the pleasure of having with us today Shri Vinod Kumar Mishra, Director of Finance; Shri Rakesh Chawla, GGM and President F&A; Shri Gyanendra Kumar Sharma, GGM and President Marketing; Shri Vivek Mittal, CGM and VP Marketing; Shri Debabrata Satpathy, General Manager F&A; Shri Vikas Maheshwari, Deputy General Manager F&A. I will now hand over the floor to PLNG's management for their opening remarks, which shall be followed by a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nitin, and very good morning to all of you. So first of all, I will start with the performance of Dahej. And if you look at the physical performance at Dahej, this time in this Q4, we have processed 219 TBTU as against 172 TBTU in the corresponding quarter and 218 TBTU in the previous quarter. And if you look at the overall throughput of Dahej and Kochi taken together, then it's 234 TBTU, and it was basically 185 TBTU in the corresponding quarter and 232 TBTU in the previous quarter. So there has been the highest-ever throughput in this Q4. If we compare all Q4 till now, so this is very good that physically we have been able to perform better in Dahej this time. And the overall throughput has been at Dahej for the entire year 865 TBTU as against 704 TBTU in the corresponding year, previous year. And it has also improved drastically, and it has gone up almost 26% higher. So I think physically we have performed well this quarter. And if you look at the quarterly results, it has been 996 crore of PBT in this Q4 2024 as against 818 crore in the corresponding quarter and 1,597 crore in the previous quarter. And if you look at the PAT, it has been 738 crore in this Q4 as against 614 crore in the corresponding quarter and 1,191 crore in the previous quarter. But if you look at the previous quarter, there was use-or-pay charges of entire year of 610 crore. So it looks, but if you remove that, then it will be around that only, which is the performance right now. And overall profitability for the year, PBT has been 4,757 crore as against 4,335 crore in the previous year. And similarly, if you look at PAT, it has been 3,536 crore as against 3,240 crore in the previous financial year. So it has been the highest-ever highlight is that the highest-ever PBT and PAT in the financial year 2023-24, which is 4,757 crore and 3,536 crore, respectively. And another good thing is that there has been growth in volume of 22%. And if you look at the throughput in Q4, it has been highest-ever in Q4, 234 TBTU. And growth in volume in throughput in Q4 over corresponding quarter is 26%. And highest-ever PBT of Q4 achieved in Q4 of 996 crore. and growth in PBT and PAT in the current quarter has been to the extent of 22% and 20% respectively as compared to the corresponding quarter. And this has been possible because of the lower LNG prices and efficiency and optimization in our operation. And the board of directors has declared a final dividend of rupees 3 per share in the board meeting held yesterday. That's all from my side, and house is now open for the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I have a couple of questions. Firstly, in terms of the capacity expansion that is ongoing at Dahej and then the new terminal that we are looking at Gopalpur, can we get a sense of what will be the effective available capacity over FY25 and FY26, if you can give us a sense at Dahej in particular?
Yeah. In fact, we are already going for the expansion in Dahej, and the work is under progress. And by March 2025, we should be able to complete this 5 MTPA additional capacity in Dahej. So our capacity of existing capacity of 17.5 MMTPA will increase to 22.5 MMTPA by March 2025. So you can say literally it will be 2025-2026, it should be available for usage. And the next year, you can say effectively it will be used. So this is about Dahej. And as far as the other terminal you are talking about, Gopalpur, that terminal will take around 3 years because right now it's in the initial stage, and we are, in fact, doing all those due diligence and other things. We have signed the agreement with Gopalpur Port Limited, but the only thing, there will be construction of jetty and other infrastructure over there. So initially, it is planned to have FSRU terminal, but it may be because FSRU availability is an issue in the international market. So it may be possible that we may go for land-based terminal in Gopalpur also. Existing capacity of Gopalpur was capped at 4 MMTPA in case it is FSRU terminal, but if we go for this land-based terminal, then it will be around 5 MTPA capacity. But it will take around 3 years' time. So it will not be available in the year 2025-26. That's very obvious. And of course, after 3 years, we can say that it should be available.
Right. Well, so just to follow up a little bit, in terms of the 22.5 million tons, so basically today we are effectively at 17.5 million tons.
Right.
Have we signed all the off-take arrangements given how near now the completion is of this additional capacity? Are all the off-take arrangements in place, or are we looking to still probably leverage the spot market for this additional volume, at least in the initial few years?
We are trying to make efforts that we should have some capacity booked out of 5 MTPA, and if the entire capacity is booked, that's good. We are calling up with the customers, and if it will be possible, we will let you know. But right now, nothing can be disclosed because nothing has been materialized. But in future, it is possible that some capacity may be booked. But if you see the market, it's very optimistic, and we hope that this capacity can be utilized in the market, seeing the growth of volume in gas usage after this prices coming down. And now, if you look at the data of PPAC of the last year, there has been a total consumption of around 188 MMSCMD, and almost 48% of that was basically LNG. So this share will further increase in future because right now, if you look at the prices of LNG, it is almost equivalent to the HPHT gas available in the market. So we or maybe some $1 or $2 may be higher. So it's not very, not much difference is there in spot LNG price and domestic gas market price. So I think there is a ample scope for usage of terminal in future, because the growth of gas consumption will drive the further usage of our Dahej terminal. And if capacity is good, then we will let you know.
Got it. So lastly, just a couple of housekeeping questions. Can we get the number, as we do every quarter, of the regas service revenue and the indirect impact on the numbers on depreciation, interest and other income? Thank you.
Debrat will inform you.
The regas revenue was 674 crores.
Okay.
And what was your next question?
So the Ind AS impact that you typically give.
Ind AS impact. The Ind AS impact is on the positive side. There is
Ind AS impact.
You are not very audible, and so if you can get closer to the mic.
160 crores. Is it audible?
Yes, sir. Now you're audible. Thank you.
Gross margin positive 160 crores. Gross margin level, and forex loss 3 crores. And at other expenses level, positive is 8 crores, and depreciation 82 crores, and finance charges 68 crores.
68. All right. Thank you very much, sir. I'll come back. Thank you so much for the detail.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Vikas Jain from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my questions. This is mainly linked to this provisioning that we are doing, and for the benefit of all of us, if we can clarify how this is currently working. Firstly, if you can correct my numbers if I'm wrong, there's about 379 crores of use or pay that you've booked in 21, about 844 crores in 22, and about 610 crores in 23. Now, how exactly on a quarter-by-quarter basis would provisioning really work for this in terms of the provision that you're making?
Yeah. So if you look at this, number is correct. First of all, I will confirm, because. And next question is that provisioning you are asking. So yes, we have made a provision of almost 20% after end of 1 year in case of use of pay charges. So for 21, whatever was due, provisioning was made to the extent of 20% last year. This was to the extent of 90 crores almost, because at that time it was higher figure. So we have made provision of 20%, around this 90 crore it has been made. This year we are making 264 crore of provision. So total provision will work out to 354 crore till date.
Okay.
So basically 22 also is there, 844 crore. So 20% of that also has been provided. So 100 crore provision of last year means 21 user pay charge, and 169 crore of 2022 user pay charge. This becomes almost 269, and there is some reversal of 4-5 crores. Then it comes to 264 crore. And last year provision was 90 crore. So total becomes 354 crore.
Okay. No, I'm, and sir, going ahead, Mishaji, if we look at it, so first year is, from my understanding, first year is 20%, second year is 30%, and last year is 50%. So in that case, for 2022, every quarter, we will be making now a provision of 12.5%, 2021, 12.5%. And 7.5% for 2022 for the next 3 quarters. And in the fourth quarter, there will be the 20% provision for 2023. Is that roughly how it will work?
Yeah, you are correct. Because what we have done now this year, that for the current year, for 9 months period, we had made provision in December quarter of 227 crore. And balance 37 crore provision we have made in this last quarter, Q4. So you are correct what you are saying, that this is how it has been done, worked out, that this is a year where we have to provide 30%. So 7.5% per quarter is fine. Number is fine, that. And for the current year, which we have made out of this current 2022, it has been almost 5%. So you can say that for the calendar year 2022, per quarter is 5%, and for 2021, it is 7.5%.
Okay. Sorry, sir. For 2022 calendar year, now from 1Q 2025, we will be making 7.5%, but for 2021, 12.5% will be made every quarter, right? Because this is the last year, so all of 50% has to go up.
Right. Absolutely correct.
So if I look at that, roughly what I get onto is about 111 crore kind of a provision every quarter from here, from 1Q, 2Q, 3Q. And in 4Q, because you get an extra 20% of the 2023 provision, that's another 122 crore. So 4Q will be about 230 crore. So all in all, about 560 crore of provision will be made, divided like that over the year, roughly. Is that roughly, doesn't, I mean, in the ballpark?
No, I'm just correcting you right now. First of all, 2021 provision, which we have made, this 24 December is the last year. Up to December, if customers are not able to bring the cargoes additional to the extent they have defaulted in 21, then we will either get the payment from them or we will encash the bank guarantee, which we have already taken. So to the extent of 379 crore, we have bank guarantee with us, and they are supposed to bring additional cargo. Otherwise, we shall encash it. First thing is clear. Second one is.
Sir, one thing over here. Of this 379, 50% of provisioning is pending, right? So that will be done over the next 3 months.
It will be done, but last quarter will be there where settlement has to be done.
Where your settlement happens, where it can happen through balance sheet or through income statement.
So you can say two quarters we have to make a provision. First quarter is 1/4/2023.
Yep. Okay.
So it will be third quarter will be the settlement quarter. Two quarters, of course, we may have to make.
Sure.
In third quarter, there is no need to make a provision if we encash the bank guarantee.
Sure.
Because by 31st December, it will be known whether they are bringing or not.
Sure.
So
if they bring the cargo, then it will be normal. Correct. If they bring all of the cargo, then it will be normal provision.
It will not be there. So this is how it will be. And provision, as you know, that whatever provision we have made, it will be reversed because then we will have the revenue. In fact, it.
Yeah. I mean, you'll have matching revenue, a little bit higher revenue. So there will be.
Higher revenue because of escalation of 5%.
Correct. And since we are on it, the corresponding numbers for this provision work out to be almost, like for example, 69 TBTU is what is the possible shortfall for 2021. So may I ask how much of this has already been used from this for adjustment in this quarter and the last quarter?
Yeah. We cannot discuss all these issues, but at the end of this year, this particular calendar year, we will definitely inform you what is the final result. It is too early to say anything on this issue.
Okay.
But it's not appropriate.
Overall, 3 years, there is about 6.6 million tons of cargoes which has to be adjusted for the 3 years. Is that number roughly all right, broadly?
We have not worked out, but I will definitely work out. Just this, have you got the number? Just a minute. I'm just giving the answer because we have worked out in terms of values. So rough ballpark number, just around 3.5 million ton almost.
And
this is the.
And that too, we have included 23 calendar.
So 23 is not impacted by it because 23 we have not made any scheme or we have not applied any arrangement.
Without that, it will,
it will be less because 610 crore is for the current last year 23.
Understood.
There is no scheme for bringing the cargoes for 610 crore. It means that that has to be recovered without any extension of the period for the bringing cargoes.
So,
it's only for 21 and 22 calendar year that we have made a scheme and arrived an arrangement. It's a one-time arrangement we have made.
Okay. So, for 23, they have not been given extra 2 years or anything?
No,
like
no, no. It's
but
not.
Have you got bank guarantees for 23?
No bank guarantee. We are asking them to make the payment itself.
Okay. Okay. Understood.
No bank guarantee.
Right now, that is not something which is under discussion. But yeah, understood.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the capex for a land-based terminal, has that gone up?
Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, sorry. Last one. That's just this one. Just the number. Has the capex for the land-based terminal gone up? And
we have not estimated the number, but normally a greenfield LNG terminal of 5 MTPA, it costs around 5,500 crores.
Okay.
So we have not seen that number because that decision is yet to be taken. So we will work it out, then we'll let you know. But normally in case of greenfield LNG terminal of 5 MTPA capacity, it's 5,500 crore around.
Thank you, Mishra sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Vikas.
Thank you. A gentle reminder to all participants that please limit your questions to 2 per participant as there are several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vartharajan from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I have 2 questions. On the petrochem side, have you placed any orders long for long lead items and any kind of progress you can update us on?
Long lead items right now, we are not aware because the consultant is there, EIL, so they are making all the arrangements. But it is in the process. I cannot say that it has been ordered.
Okay. And so, no financial commitment as yet from our side on the project.
So, no, there is a financial commitment because we have already appointed the licensor and he is working on it because he has to give the packages and EPCM and EPC packages he is giving because thereafter we will work on this. But we have appointed the licensor for both the propylene and PP, PDH and PP. So they are on the job. So we have to finalize it and then go ahead with the project.
On the optic arrangement, what is the time frame for us to tie in the optic arrangement for the renewed gas? So, I mean, it's supposed to be in the next 1 year or like we still wait till 26 to do that?
Which we are talking about optic arrangement for?
Of the arrangement for the existing volumes because they are expiring again, like you know, along with the Qatar contract. So, of the again, like you know, these take up the commitments, you will be entering into an arrangement with all the off-takers.
Yeah, it will be there. It will be there for the contract we have entered with Qatar Energy after 28.
Yeah. So, this arrangement with the off-takers, like you know, again, you have to renegotiate the terms, or is it an automatic renewal?
It will be there. We are working out, but we cannot discuss all those issues. When it will be done, we will let you know. Because
sure.
This is being discussed in detail and it's in the process. And very soon we shall be entering into GSPA, Gas Rate Purchase Agreement with the off-takers. They have committed it.
Sure. Any kind of a time frame for this?
Time frame I cannot tell you, but I have told you this will be done as early as possible.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. So I have 2 questions.
Yes.
Firstly, with respect to the current utilization of the Dahej terminal and Kochi terminal and what is the volume expectation for FY25 in particular? And the fact that in one media report, I think the MD has stated that this year the LNG demand could be like close to 27 million tons, so versus say 22 million tons last year.
Yes.
So any comment on that?
Yes, yes. Utilization level, I will just again tell you that it is 97% this quarter Q4.
Currently, what would be the utilization?
Currently, it is around this figure only. So it is even, it may be more than that. It is more than that, but we cannot discuss that number, but it is there, not less than this. This much I can say. And Kochi, it has been 22%. It is also almost in the same range as of now, but exact number we need to know.
But FY25, any guidance you would want to give?
Guidance, what our MD sahab has already declared, that it will be, there is a likely import of 27 million tons in the next year, 25, 26, 24, 25. So it is likely, because now prices have come down, and as you know that Indian market is basically price sensitive market. So as and when the prices are lower, people tend to consume more energy, and moreover, this season is also very hot, and now the power demand has substantially increased, and even the circular has come of MOPNG and power ministry, that more and more power has to be produced from gas. So now it is running high, and much more gas is being used than otherwise that is used in India. So these are the factors which are driving growth of LNG volumes in the current year. So,
you expected 20% sort of like LNG demand growth in FY25
YOY? Yes, yes, we expected. Because if you look at last month's number, which has not been published by PPAC, it has been almost 200 MMSCMD. Total. And out of that, more than 50% is LNG.
Okay, April you are talking about, right? Okay.
Yeah, April I am talking.
Okay, fine. Right, thank you so much. And just one second question on relating to your balance sheet. So, this other financial assets in the long term, that seems to have gone up significantly. So, is there any adjustment with respect to like short-term investments or something of that sort? Because it used to be like 270,
What is the number you have just other financial?
From 95 crore it went to like almost like 1700 crore kind of a run rate.
This is
78. This is nothing. It's all FDs actually. FD,
sir,
because
is,
we go mutual fund, FD, whatever is our investment policy is decided, and accordingly we are making investments. So whichever is giving the higher return, it's FD, which is basically more than 12 months.
Okay, so that's why it's classified as long-term assets,
yeah,
but it's basically cash only.
Because it is for more than 12 months. We are getting a higher rate of interest if we do it for 12 months.
Okay, okay, sir.
That's
Got it, sir. Thank you so much and all the best. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Just on CAPEX, could you just spell out the planned spend for FY25 and FY26?
Yeah, I can just tell you that, as you know, that we have a aggressive CAPEX plan in 24-25. And although we have done less capex last time, but this time we expect that more capex will be there. But some of the capex item I can tell you that that may happen in this year. One of them is, as you know, the tank is almost complete. It will be commissioned maybe next month. So two tanks which were constructed at a capex of almost 1246 crore have been commissioned. So will not be much capex this year because it has been commissioned. And other items which are going on are the Dahej expansion of 570 crore or 5 MTPA. So that is going on. Next year by March it will be complete. So some capex may be there, some that also. And other capex item are there. We have very aggressive plan. But only thing is detailing. So we have aggressive capex plan, but let us see how much we are able to do. If we can, but we have jetty of 1700 crores planned, but it will not be entirely spent in 1 year. It will take 3 years. You can divide it by three. And another project, Gopalpur, which is coming up, is 2300 crore. But as you know, that it will also take 2-3 years. So So we can break it into three. So approximately, and Petchem project is there, which may have a higher CapEx this year. So we plan to have aggressive CapEx, but right now I cannot tell you exact how much it will happen, but we have planned heavy CapEx.
Oh. When will the outlay on Petchem actually start? Will it start in this quarter again or maybe second half of the year?
Pardon me, can you repeat the question?
Actual spend on the Petchem project, when will it start, when will you start spending money on the project?
It may start this year, means current year, but it may not be too high, but it will start because we have already appointed licensor. So some payment may have to be released to licensor also. So, and other items may come up when they are awarded. But otherwise, unless until jobs are awarded or the material has been ordered, there will not be CapEx because right now it is still, we are in the stage when we are making all EPC packages and EPCM packages, so for the execution of the project. So all these things are to be seen, but as of now, what will be the total expenditure? This is very difficult to tell, but maybe after two, three quarters, we will be able to tell you, second quarter after, that what is the way forward for the CapEx.
Sure. And who's the licensor who's been selected for the project?
This is all not something. It's an international licensor. Very few licensors are there. One of them has been selected, but two licensors have been selected. So these are all US-based or UK-based, Europe-based licensors. But in name, I can tell you two, three are there. One is UOP is there. One of them is Lummus. So these are the licensors. So out of two, three technologies only are available for PP and PDH. So these are the licensors who are available across the globe. So out of these, we have appointed, and they are working on it.
Got it. Also, I just wanted to confirm that the 5% annual escalation on Kochi, has it been taken from first April?
Yes, it has been taken.
Okay. And I remember in the last couple of con calls, you had mentioned that the lease accounting impact will start reversing from FY25.
Yeah, it has already started. We have already told the lease accounting impact of the quarter. Once it adds up, you will see that this time around it is a nil impact, even after a small forex loss.
Okay, got it. Sure, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. Sir, my question is related to competition from new LNG terminals like Chhara and Dabhol breakwater completion. So in a recent HPCL con call, the management has indicated that the Chhara terminal will be operational in the second half of FY25, and they will also have the same regas tariffs, largely in line with the Dahej. So do you expect any kind of a competition from these new terminals?
No, I don't expect any competition because we cannot match the geographies of these two terminals. It is not possible for any customer to shift their usage base from Dahej to Chhara or anywhere else. So there are a lot of issues in gas supply because connectivity is one of the major issues which has to be addressed. And our Dahej terminal is very well connected. Almost five pipelines are there which are connected to Dahej terminal. So evacuation capacity is so high that nobody can match it. And moreover, nowadays, different concept has arrived that unified tariff has been notified by PNGRB. So if any demand center is close to the source of the gas, then it will be charged very less tariff. And if it is within 300 kilometers, it's only up to 40 rupees per MMBTU. If 300 to 1200 kilometers is 79 rupees, and if more than 1200, it's almost 114 rupees. So looking at that, thing also, I think whichever terminal is located near the demand center, that will be, I think, used for this purpose, for supply of gas. And moreover, there is no competition. We are a leader in this market and we will remain, because nobody can match our capabilities in evacuation of the gas because of the connectivity of the five pipelines. And though we are not saying they will not be used, they will also be used. They will use their terminal, but they cannot match it. And it's not like that some volume which is coming to there will go to Chhara now and what. There's nothing like that. Some additional volume may come up for them, which will go there, but our capacities are booked, our customers are there. So if you look at our consumption level, it has been 97% behavior usage is there last year. So it is continuing. So I think there is no challenge from that. But additional, because consumption is increasing day by day, as we have said, that overall kitty is increasing. So they will also have some share in the additional kitty, which will be added to the energy import. So I think that is the only thing. Otherwise, we have our capacities booked and we have a higher utilization level that will remain. And Dabhol, as you have said, they are, I think they have not constructed this breakwater, but they will be nearing the completion. So right now, because of monsoon, I think it has already been closed. So maybe after October, it will be started. And as you are saying, breakwater is not enough, because even if they construct breakwater, they cannot utilize the double terminal fully. They will need some air heaters and other changes in the plant. Then only they can use it to the higher capacity.
Okay. And second question, during the quarter Q4, you booked the inventory losses of close to 107 crore. So can you throw lights on this? How much was the volume on which you have booked the losses? Some details about that.
Normally this kind of thing we don't tell. We have told you that there is a loss. So I think this should be good enough. You should be satisfied with the number, because detailing is, again, we have to, we cannot discuss all those things in the market. Yeah, how much is inventory and how much loss is booked. But total, this is the loss which we have booked.
Okay, and was it on spot volume, spot LNG volume?
It was inventory.
Non-committed inventory.
Non-committed inventory is there, so that is that.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. We have discussed about sort of a 5 MMTPA demand increase during FY25. But with our Dahej terminal already operating at 97% utilization and little demand in the south, which is already again sort of reached 22% level, how much of this we can practically capture during FY25?
As I said, expansion will be coming up only in the March 25. So maybe it will be available for next year, 25-26.
Only thing is, as you know, historically we have been able to operate our plant at more than 100% capacity.
Mm.
So we do expect that the majority of this incremental volume will land at the Dahej. Mm. Because inherently, if we take 110%, we have another 2 million ton of capacity available. And last year also there was some spare capacity available. So in total, I think majority of at least this 4-5 million ton incremental could land at the Dahej.
So it will be increasing only. Volume will increase substantially once capacity is available. But as I told you, 24-25 financial year, it will not be available too much. It will come only in month of March. So practically, it will not be available for financial year 24-25. But we have capacity of 17.5 million tons. This can be utilized to the extent of 110% of the capacity. So we can still utilize our 17.5 to almost 19.5 million ton, even more than that.
Understood. In terms of, usually we used to see the shift of some of the volumes when double goes down during the monsoon months. So is that also possibility exists
Yes, that exists now. And right now, power demand has substantially gone up. So now, more cargoes, whatever it is coming, mostly it will come to Dahej because, as you know, that Dabhol will not be able to take the additional cargoes now. So that is true, and it will increase, and volume certainly will be higher in this April to June quarter and July to September quarter.
But again, limitation is basically the capacity. 1 to 2 million.
Now you have rightly questioned. It will be difficult to how we will accommodate the cargo. That's why the 5 MTPA expansion is very much required, because this is a game of opportunity. When there is an opportunity, we should utilize the entire capacity. But right now we don't have. Had we had that 5 million ton now, we would have been ready for additional volume to any extent. But right now, whatever is available within the framework of 17.5 MMTPA, so plus 10% can be added. That much volume we can process still.
Sure. And you were also referring to the unified tariff and our advantage.
Sorry to interrupt.
Just a follow-up question on the Dahej, basically. So we were referring to the unified tariff and advantage for the customers within Zone 1 where transportation tariff would be lower. Would you be able to indicate how much percentage of the existing volume lends to the consumers within Zone 1?
I am just telling you that this is the philosophy going on. That whichever terminal is near to the demand center, that will be utilized because there will be lower tariffs. So what I am saying that if any terminal is located at Dhamra, nobody from North India will take gas from Dhamra because then tariff will be of zone 3. I am saying whichever terminal is the nearest one, it will be utilized. So this was just as a principle I was telling that this is the normally practice which will be followed because of the unified tariff.
But is it possible to break down our volumes into zone 1, zone 2, zone 3 just to get us some sense?
Actually, we are not transporting gas. It is GAIL. Better you ask this question from GAIL. How much volume is being given in zone 1, how much in zone 2 and zone 3? So, we cannot exactly tell these numbers because we are selling gas external to these customers, GAIL, IOCL, BPCL. So, they will be able to tell you better than we. Enough.
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Somaya V from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So first question is this 5 MMT capacity that's coming in March 25. What would be the ramp-up time that we expect? Or in short, in FY26, how much of this is something that we can utilize? That's one. Second, Kochi-Bangalore pipeline, what is the timeline, at this point we are looking at? Until then, where do we see utilization levels for Kochi terminal?
Yeah, so first question is this capacity availability in March 25, how it will be utilized, how much, but I cannot, ramp up will be there, of course, 2-3 months stabilization time is always there. But after that, we can utilize this capacity. But again, this all will depend upon the capacity booking, if at all that is done till that time. And also the more volumes which is coming, because we have hope that more volume will come, as we have already mentioned that almost 27 million ton volume will be coming next year, this year. So I think Kitty will be to our terminal also. So if that volume continues and with a growth of 10-15%, then certainly our 5 MTPA will be utilized to a great extent. And moreover, I just tell you that utilization of the terminal, other terminal is very minuscule. Some terminal are operating at 25%, 20%, 30%. So ours is a terminal which is utilized maximum. So whatever be the capacity, utilization level of our terminal will be higher. And once the capacities are also booked, then this will further add to our volume consistently over a period of time. But right now it is very difficult to just give a forecast that how much will be the volume processed during that. But it will be available, then only it will be processed, because unless and until infrastructure is laid, you cannot expect to utilize it. So we have to keep it ready, and then we have to see that volumes are coming there or not, and also simultaneously, if possible, book the capacity, whatever extent possible.
The other question was on Kochi, Bangalore.
Kochi, Bangalore pipeline is, of course, as you know, that this Kochi, Bangalore pipeline, only 250 kilometer stretch was remaining. And it is from Coimbatore to Krishnagiri of 250 kilometers. So that part is also under construction. And as it is understood that this was to be completed by this year end. And it has also come under this Pragati of PMO. So it is being monitored at PMO also, that how is the progress of this pipeline. So we hope that it should be completed by this year. And if not possible, then maybe next year by March 25, it should come. So this is the expectation. But work is going on. And let us see what happens at that point of time. And utilization, of course, if that is connected, will be very high, because as you know that then Kochi will be connected to the national gas grid. Once the terminal is connected to national gas grid, then we can swap the gas and use it anywhere. So in a gas case, we can use, if say some city gas distribution companies are coming in that area, and domestic gas availability in southern India and near Kochi is very poor or negligible. So naturally, through swapping arrangement, gas can be supplied to those CGD customers there, and once it is connected to natural gas grid. And that will ramp up the utilization of level of our Kochi terminal. And moreover, there is a good news that more and more gas is being used through tankers. And this is something which is really encouraging, because if you look at the loading of the customers through tankers to this terminal of Kochi, last year we have loaded around 2,230 tankers, and one tanker have around 17 empty of gas. So there is a scope for uses of gas through tankers also, because a pipeline is not everywhere. So in southern India, we are having a possibility that many of the cases gas will be supplied through tankers. So the last year it was only 1500 tankers were loaded. This year it is 2200. So almost 50% hike is there in the loading of energy tankers in that area. So this is one mode of enhancing the consumption, and we hope that after city gas distribution companies will lay the network there, they will utilize it, because it can be swapped with domestic gas also, and this swapping arrangement can be made, and then it can be supplied to these CGD entities.
Thank you, sir. One question on the cash balance. So this continues to build. So including the investments that you are referring to, so you are almost close to 9,000 crores. So we think this kind of, I mean, also we'll be adding good amount of free cash flows. So do we think we need this kind of a, you know, cash position to fund the CAPEX program, or we think about a, you know, higher payout option?
No, we are actually expecting that there will be CAPEX, and that's why we have been keeping it. And moreover, the cash balance you are seeing, 9,000 crore, is on the higher side, because it is on last date of the quarter, 31st March. But in fact, there has been a liability also of 2,600 crore.
Very good.
So we have to pay that. So around average cash is around 7,000 crore. It's not 9,000 crore average, because that is the amount we have to pay to the suppliers. So that's why it is only on that date it is shown that it is higher. But normally average cash is 7,000 crore. But as far as the project is concerned, we have a petrochemical project for which we have to fund in 70-30 ratio of equity is 30%. So almost 6,000 crore, maybe, that we may have to spend to cash. and balance he will be getting it from the debts on the lenders. And perhaps that is the ratio we have to maintain, and we are keeping the cash with us for the CapEx plan only.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of R. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Sure. Thank you very much for the call. So, just a clarification on the user pay receivables and the provision you are making. So whatever you made so far, you adjusted for the 610 crores out of the receivables. It's about 25%, right? On the 1,200 crores of receivables. So on the balance which you have not provided for, can we assume that you have high confidence of either adjusting it through the bank guarantee or it will be made up by the customers giving you additional volumes in future? Is that a fair understanding?
Yes. But the only thing, you complete your question, then I will tell you.
Yeah, so that's on the UOP provision. Second thing is, if you're looking at the question on competition, you are planning this Gopalpur terminal, and Dhamra terminal is already up and running, and there have been some capacity bookings. So in terms of your own assessment, once Dhamra is fully booked, how do you see the time to ramp up your Gopalpur terminal, whether it's FSRU or the land-based? What is your sense in terms of the future demand outlook, and what's the kind of confidence you have in terms of going ahead with that project, given that Dhamra is fairly close by?
No, it's all right. But only thing, first question is regarding use or pay charges you are asking. So I will tell you that total use or pay charges we have booked for the calendar year 2021 was 379 crore, and for the calendar year 2022, it was 844 crore. And these 2 years together make it to 1,222 crore, out of which we have already made provision of 354 crore. So this is the total provision till date we have made out of it. And the 610 crore, which have been, in fact, booked as use or pay charges in current financial year of 2023-24, there is no as such arrangement for that we have to book some 20%, 50% of provision. But after 1 year, if they don't pay, then we will have to make the provision. But we are not making any arrangement right now. We are expecting that this particular amount shall be paid by the customers, and possibly there will not be requirement of any extension of the time period for utilization, for bringing more cargoes like we have done for 2021-22, because that was a standalone arrangement for these 2 years only. And that too, due to this COVID period, it has been 21, and 22 has been the Russia-Ukraine war, which has impacted the incoming cargoes, being the prices were abnormally high. So that was the reason we have considered those things. But 23, we have not done anything so far. So we expect that 610 crores will be recovered. So this is regarding.
On the receivable, I understand the numbers. So you have made some provision on the 1,200 crores. So the balance is still open as receivable. So I'm just trying to understand what is the kind of confidence you have in terms of recovering that balance around, which is not provided for. For 900 crores.
It will be recovered because we have received the bank guarantee for this 379 crore and 844 crore. And they have been given time till December 24 to bring additional cargoes equivalent to the volume they have defaulted in 2021 calendar year. If they don't bring by December 24 for the volume defaulted in 2021 calendar year, then they will make the payment for that use of pay charges of 379 crore, or we shall encash the bank guarantee. So first thing is clear. Second is 2032 calendar year of use of pay charges of 844 crore. For that also we have received the bank guarantee. If they bring volume till December 2025, it's fine. If they don't bring, they will have to pay the payment, make the payment, and we otherwise we shall encash the bank guarantee. So our use of pay charges for calendar year 21 and 22 of 1,222 crore is secured against the bank guarantee. So there is a surety of the payment being received. Okay. And for the this year, which has been booked in 2023 calendar year, 610 crore, there is no arrangement. We still are pursuing the customer that they should make the payment. So entire 1,222 crore is secured. This is what I want to convey to all of you, that there is no risk as such that we will have to make a provision and then it will not be paid, because we have bank guarantee. Still we are making provision as a means accounting prudence.
So on the question on the Gopalpur terminal competition from Dhaka.
Yeah, second question is regarding Gopalpur terminal. So this is, I would like to tell you that this consumption of gas is increasing in the country. And if you know that this eastern part of India was not having any pipeline connectivity, but now after this pipeline, Jagdishpur, Haldia, Bokaro, Dhamra pipeline coming up, our terminal, Gopalpur terminal, is located hardly 40 kilometers away from this pipeline. So there is a possibility that we will be able to utilize, and we will try to get the capacities booked in Gopalpur terminal as we have done in Dahej. For that also, we are making effort with the customers. And as you are saying that, what is the prospects? So once we lay the infrastructure, we see, make a due diligence, what are the industry and mining industries there, and a lot of dumper, tippers and cranes are used in such mines. So there is a possibility of LNG being used as transport fuel in that particular region. And also other industries are there, which is coming up. So it will be utilized. And one more thing is there, that if you look at, say, because a customer is located in Dhamra region, or is this the Gopalpur region, then it will not be prudent to take gas from Dahej or from Dabhol to that particular area of Gopalpur, because then the tariff charge will be of zone 3 of 114 rupees. So even for the other supplier of gas like GAIL, IOCL, whosoever is there, it will be prudent to use gas from Gopalpur terminal, because that will fall in zone 1 and tariff will be hardly 40 rupees per MMBTU. So through swapping arrangement, that terminal can be used. So whatever gas they are having, suppose GAIL has some gas in the Dahej terminal, they can take it from Gopalpur and give that gas back to us, and that gas will be supplied from Gopalpur to customer of GAIL or any IOCL or BPCL. So that swapping arrangement will also help us in further utilization of Gopalpur terminal. So that's what I'm saying. It's not only us that who have to sell the gas or book the capacity. Capacity, of course, will be booked to the extent possible. But then they will have the comfort, consumers will have the comfort that at least they will be charged zone 1 tariff if it is supplied from Gopalpur. So what I am saying, that I am not commenting on Dhamra capacity book. Of course they have booked capacity, but we have ample chance there, because a lot of CGD entities are coming up in that area, and of course in 3 to 4 years they should be ready. So I think that one area will also have it will also drive us for more consumption of gas in that region. So, and moreover, LNG, as I said, the LNG can be used as transport fuel in that region, even for the mining equipment and machinery and transport vehicles. So I think that is the thing we are keeping in mind. And it's always, so when something new is done, it is always apprehended that how it will run. When the Dahej terminal was first time, in fact, established in 2004, then also a lot of apprehension was there, how terminal will run. But everything runs, because now the Government of India policy is very clear. They have to increase the share of natural gas from 6% to 15%. And 6% to 15% means that fourfold increase has to be done from the current level of consumption of gas. and that is not possible. That is possible only if we increase the volume of imported gas, because domestic gas availability is not available to that extent. So all these things run on these things that we have anticipation, and more customers will be coming in that region. So it's not that Dhamra will not run. Dhamra will also run, and we will also run. So I don't see any apprehension in proper utilization of the Gopalpur terminal. It will be utilized, but we are making effort with our customers for booking the capacity also in Gopalpur terminal.
Understood, sir. Just one last housekeeping question. Can you repeat the inventory loss and any trading gain or loss?
We have told you that this quarter we have incurred inventory loss of 107 crore, and trading gain in this quarter was 14 crore.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question for today's conference call. I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much, and in fact, I really appreciate all of you that you have all raised very relevant questions. And of course, whatever things have been pointed out or whatever has been suggested, we always keep in mind that what is the impression of the investors and analysts. And of course, we do the best possible thing. As you know, that our constant effort is there, that we increase the volume throughput, and which is increasing also. And only thing you have to have trust on us, because what we are doing, best possible thing we are doing, and which is evident from the market cap also, which has increased substantially. And just we want that you have to repose trust in us, and we'll continue to perform better in future also. And as far as the competition is concerned, I again say that there is no competition. Our terminal will continue to run even better than what it is being done now, and perhaps it will further improve in future, because overall consumption of gas is going to increase in future. So keeping all this in mind, our future is bright, and we hope to maintain our growth trajectory in future also. And this is my perception that we'll perform better in future than what we have done this now, this time now. Thank you very much.
On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.